92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Going green is becoming a bigger issue every day, and that's because, well, maybe you don't realize, stuff like a single plastic fork can take over 200 years to decompose in landfill. So those utensils you used when you had lunch yesterday, they're going to be around for a long time. Single-use plastic cutlery plates and trays are going to be banned in England, Scotland, and Wales very soon. They've already banned plastic straws. Currently, only 10% of consumer plastics over there are being recycled after use, and that stuff makes up the largest share of litter in the world's oceans. And that's just one little country. Think about how much plastic stuff we Americans throw in with regular trash. It winds up in landfills every day. We're running out of places to put the stuff. So it's time for manufacturers to figure out a better plan, which uses more environmentally friendly materials. Now, on the positive side, there are a few towns across America that have turned that problem into a solution. They're taking a variety of plastic waste, much of which is stuff that can't be or is difficult to recycle, and they're turning it into an aggregate material similar to asphalt for repaving roads. Construction crews are laying down new plastic-based roads in Missouri, Pennsylvania, Virginia, California, and Hawaii. Some countries have faced other problems, like over in Australia, they repaved a highway with millions of used face masks, melted them down, created a new composite. It worked out great. And one town in America has a highway made of shredded used tires. There are ways to make this stuff happen. We just need to get it done.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.